The political system that had produced the Nazi Party and had produced all these millions of dead and the worst war in the history of humanity could not continue. It had to end. It'd give way to another system, and I guess that's the one, or some semblance of the one that is currently being used today. Now, once the United States admits its complicity in all levels of government, and it doesn't matter what any state tried to do and failed to achieve, for any state to have accepted the outcome of Roe versus Wade, they're complicit.
Yeah, but we're under the Constitution. You couldn't secede.
Well, you know what? I don't know how many million babies have died in Louisiana since Roe, or how many hundreds of thousands. What would the war casualty tally have been? I don't know. Would there have been a war? I don't know. Is it possible there could have been some success? I'd have to say, yeah, that's possible. We can't prove it. So the people of the United States gave in. We allowed the evil in. We didn't stop it. History books are going to say we didn't stop it. Oh, we passed laws in our state. But as soon as a federal judge said, well, that's nice you guys put this restriction on abortion. Sorry, baby killing is on in Louisiana or Texas or Mississippi or Alabama, wherever else. It's on. Babies murdered. Life begins at conception. We know something by its nature. And by its nature, when an egg is fertilized by a sperm and the DNA is combined and the chromosomes are then appear, and then when it divides, by its nature, those cells will be present in the final product, the human being. It's a human. And yet we have also then allowed contraceptions, not allowed, endorsed, promoted, defended, mocked anyone that would say anything against them. This is true across the board. Government, church, laity, you name it.